Hi guys, and welcome back to another Loveint episode. In today's video, we're going to be talking about the new app released by Loveint called Surface. I'm going to be telling you what the app does, and as always, showing you how to use it. Make sure to like and subscribe for future videos. Hi guys, I'm UK Daz as always, and welcome back to the video. So the new app that has been released by Loveint is called Surface. And what this actually does is lets people who watch cam models like myself be able to put us in like one place, so we don't have to go from campsite to campsite. We can go to one app and view all our cam models or our favorite cam models in one place. It sounds all pretty straightforward, but there is a few very cool tricks that you can do with this app. I'll be going through those later in the video, so let's get into it. It's important to note that it is still in beta testing at the moment, so it's not the finished article, but from what I can see at the moment, it's going to be very good. The first thing you're going to need to do is go to either the Google Store or your iPhone Store and search for Surface. And once you've done that, you can start downloading and installing the app. Once you've opened the app, the first page you're going to see is basically like a browser. Along the bottom row, there is a search bar, and what you want to do there is type in the name of the cam site. You can also use it to search any other web pages, such as Google. So for the purpose of the video, I did actually go live on my Chatterbait account. All I did was typed my URL for Chatterbait into the search bar. Now, once you've found a cam model that you like, who's using a Loveint toy, you can save them to your favorites list by clicking on the heart next to their URL. To put the app to the test, I also typed in my username in Google through the app. If you've done a previous search, you can swipe left on the screen and it will take you to your previous searches. You can also use the small square in the left-hand side. Mine says 2 on it, but that's how many searches I've done. So it will show you how many searches you've made. But if you tap on that button, it will bring up a list that will show you all your search history. So along the bottom row, there are 2 arrows. And what you do is once you've found a site, say Chatterbait, and you've added a few cam models to it, you can actually flick through the cam models using the arrows. Finally, along the bottom row, there is 3 little dots just on the right-hand corner. Give those a click and it'll bring up a small pop-up window. The first option here is sync to streamer. I'll cover that a little bit later in the video. But underneath that, it says reload, and that's basically just refreshing your list. Underneath that, it says scan QR code, and I can't actually find what this does yet. When you click on it, it opens your camera and brings up the QR code scanner that normally what a cam model would use to connect their Loveint toy to the cam site. I don't actually know why it's on this app, so that might be something they're working on in development for later on. And finally, at the bottom of the list is share, and that just lets you share that URL with other people. Going to the top of the pop-up now, and we're going to click on my feed. And in here, it lets you see everyone you've saved on all the cam sites. Along the left-hand side, you can start organizing the sites into categories. You can do this by clicking on the plus button and changing and adding a name and a picture to that category. So the top category here could be Chatterbait. The next one down could be something like StreamMate once they sign up. The one under that could be Cam4. So you can actually organize your cam models into folders. To edit any of these categories, click in the 3 dots in the top right hand side. And on this page, you can change the name and change the profile picture again. If we look along the bottom row now, we can see there's a tab called Toys. From here, you can connect your own Loveint toy to the app. All you need to do is make sure your Bluetooth switched on, your Loveint toy switched on, and all you need to do then is push on the plus key, let the app search for your toy, and click the done button on the top right hand side once it's found it. If you want to add more toys at a later date, all you need to do is click on add toys in the toys button. Back to the bottom of the screen now, and in the right hand corner, you're going to have the Me tab. Once you've connected your Loveint toy, if you click on patterns, you can search through all the patterns that have been created on the Loveint platform. The good thing here is you don't need any other apps to connect your toy to your phone. So you won't need the Connect app or the remote app for this to connect. If you click the play button on the right hand side, it will play that pattern on your toy. In the top right hand side, you've got the quick connect link. And if you want to add another toy, you can just tap on this and search for your toy just as you have previously. Next to that, you've got the small magnifying glass. And in here, you can search for patterns or particular users who make patterns. If we go back to the Me tab now and click on the login, from here, you can log in to your Lovint account. Once you've logged in, there isn't much of a difference, but you can save any of the patterns that you've found in the Patterns tab to your main account. So the coolest thing about the app at the moment is the Sync to Streamer tab. What this allows you to do is connect your toy to the cam model. So when their toy goes off, you also feel that same sensation through your toy. So for example, if they're using a Lovint Slush 3 and you're using a Hush 2, when you tip or when someone tips their toy, yours will also react at the same time. You can find this feature on the top right of the screen, or you can find it in my feed. When you click on it in the top right of the screen, it will bring up a small pop-up. And if you click on the right hand side, it will give you a list of all the cam models with their Lovint toy connected. Now, the app isn't available for all cam sites at the moment. The only ones it's available for at the moment is Bonga Cams, Chatterbait, Cam4, and StripChat. Lovint have said that they are looking to add more cam sites at a later date. So if I or this video has inspired you to buy a Lovint toy, then please do check out the link in the top of the description below. It is an affiliate link. It gives me a very small percentage of Lovint's earnings, but it doesn't cost you any more to use if you buy something. Make sure to download the Surface app. You might even find me on Chatterbait. So whilst editing the video, I did actually realize I was pronouncing the name of the app wrong. It's not Surface, it's Surfease. When I started making the video, it was just released, so I didn't really have much time to go and check it, but now I have had time, yeah, Surfease. Makes sense, right? Sorry about that. That's it for this video, guys. I hope you found it useful and interesting as always. If you've got any questions, come and hit me up in the comments box below, on my blog, or come and find me on social media. All those links are listed in the description below. Until next time, guys, peace out.